This week, we are bringing you suggestions for gifts that have a Colorado connection. And today, we're going to talk about some tasty treats that are made locally. Here to walk us through some of these Colorado food gifts you can give this year is Denise Mickelson, food editor for 5280 Magazine. Denise, welcome to Colorado Edition.
Thank you so much for having me. This is a treat.
Speaking of treats, you're going to give us some suggestions. Before we turn to that, I just make the case. Why is food a good gift to give?
Are you kidding me? First of all, don't get me started. No, I think it's a wonderful gift. My husband knows me very well. You can get me a beautiful bottle of something, you know, to sip on late at night. And then every day it's like I get to reopen a new gift. So I think that's wonderful. But there's all sorts of reasons to buy food for the holidays, especially locally produced foods and drinks, because it gives you this, you know, sense of home, this taste of place. Everybody has to eat and drink, if I'm not mistaken. And Colorado is a bounty. I mean, we have such wonderful, delicious things being made right here at home that I can't think of a better gift personally.
You have very helpfully selected some gift ideas that will fit with different budgets. So let's start with the more budget-friendly options. You picked two of them. Tell us about these.
The first one I'm excited about because it actually totally blew my mind and changed my opinion on white chocolate is these beautiful new white chocolate bars from Fortuna Chocolate. That is a Boulder-based company, a very small company. It is a husband and wife and a couple other staff people. And they actually have outfitted a former food truck into a chocolate production facility. And they have very special relationships with growers down in Mexico. And they bring up really beautiful, rare, unique, special cacao. And they grind it on a stone wheel in this truck, of all things. It's unbelievable the process that they go through and the sourcing they use. And they have this new line of white chocolate. And I, for one, until I tried this, I haven't liked white chocolate. I thought it tasted kind of plasticky and fake. It's $9 a bar, so it's a little bit more than your typical Hershey's, but it was made here. It's the perfect stocking stuffer, or maybe get a few of them and wrap them up together for a chocoholic in your life.
Another of the budget-friendly picks isn't necessarily food specifically, but something you could put some drink into.
If you have not been to Safta Restaurant, that's S-A-F-T-A, it's in the Source Marketplace in Rhino, and it is a wonderful modern Israeli restaurant from Alan Shaya is the name of the chef owner, and it's one of my favorite restaurants in Colorado, I would say, but certainly in Denver, and they have this beautiful feminine aesthetic in there. Safta means grandmother in Hebrew, and one of the things you'll notice when you sit down there is they have these beautiful rose decal drinking glasses just for your water, and they're beautiful. And they're very sweet and nostalgic. And they're actually designed after the glasses that Alan's grandmother used in her home when he was a child. And they're beautiful. And now they have started selling them and they're $10 each. So you could just buy one for someone. You could buy a little set of four, depending on how many people are in the household. And they're just beautiful. And they would make any table sparkle in a special way.
What about the two mid-range options that you're bringing for us?
Mythology Distillery is a brand new distillery that opened in 2019. They're over in Lohi, and they are doing some really creative, amazing collaboration spirits. And so they have a beautiful botanical gin that they have partnered up with the Denver Botanic Gardens to make. So it is Mythology's base gin, which is wonderful anyway, and very rich and smooth and has this beautiful juniper aroma to it. But then they went to the Botanical Gardens and they had got chamomile, lemon verbena, and elderflower, and they distilled that into the gin. So it's this summery, floral, aromatic spirit that you could drink any time of year, and it will just kind of give you a little taste of Colorado sunshine.
That sounds amazing. All right. Mm-hmm. And then some more of a dessert option is...
Right. So this does bring in some chocolate again, but this is more of, instead of giving a box of chocolates, you could give a box of these beautiful brownie truffles. So Danconia's is a local company, and they package all of their brownie truffles at an amazing endeavor. It's a social enterprise in Boulder called Bridge House, and the kitchen is called Community Table Kitchen. And they work to help people trying to get out of homelessness. And so they have a work for hire program where they teach job training and culinary skills to try to give people a leg up if they're trying to get out of homelessness. And Danconia's is a co-packer there. So the point is that if you order these beautiful, delicious brownie truffles, you are helping this wonderful social endeavor out of Boulder at the same time. So you're giving a beautiful gift and you're also helping, you know, Coloradans who are down on their luck, perhaps.
And then finally, you have two subscriptions that you recommend.
I think subscriptions are a really fun way to, again, keep that gift giving, keep the receiving going, and you always get this special package. So there's two. One is this Natural Wine Club. Natural wines are very, very trendy around the world right now. The company is called Unrooted. It's a local Denver-based company. And what they do is every month, they find these four rare bottles and they pull together these rare wines for you, and they give you tasting notes and a little journal to write down what you think about it and pairing suggestions, and they're beautiful wines. And so that's one thing that you could send to the, you know, enophile in your life. But then we also have cheese, because I don't know about you, but aside from spirits,
better?
I'm incredibly obsessed with cheese. I know the ultimate would be to give somebody a subscription to both of these, definitely on the higher end of things, but that would be an amazing gift. So Damn Gouda, they're starting a new cheese club subscription in January, and there are two different levels. There's the apprentice level, if you know you don't want all those stinky cheeses, or maybe, you know, light on the blue cheese. So those have more kind of approachable apprentice level cheeses, like our local Haystack Mountain Gold Hill is a really beautiful cheese that I know they include. Or there is the Ace subscription, which is for the more adventurous cheese connoisseur. You can do it in 3 or 6 month increments. You can sign up online. They start at $35 a month, and it's a really lovely way, again, to send a surprise to somebody on a more regular basis.
Well, I'm so hungry right now.
I have that effect on people. Mm-hmm. That happens.
I bet. Denise Mickelson is food editor for 5280 Magazine. You can find a link to their food gift guide at kunc.org. Denise, thank you so much for joining us.
It was so my pleasure. Thanks for having me.